Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning.
Hello.
Okay, we got the wrong mic. Well, it's nice to see all these great-looking faces. And again, as she said, I have a blog talk show called The Don S. McClure Show that I've been doing for 6 years, and it reaches Spain, Portugal, the United States, France. And right now, they're listening to me talk to you. So everybody's been excited about me coming to Clark. They've already checked out your ranking. They say you're one of the best schools in Indiana. Actually, it just in the whole United States. So what do you think? Well, let me hear you. You don't think you're good? What kind of crowd? Okay, well, I've read that Clark was really, really good, and it had a lot of great students. So with that said, a lot of you out there are writers, or you want to be writers, or what do you want to do? Well, raise your hands if you want to be a writer. Okay, raise your hands if you just want to write a book. Okay. Well, the writing industry is really important because it's the foundation of your life. No matter what you do, you've got to do a book. Whether you've got to get your driver's license, you've got a certain class, or if you want to become a trained doctor, you have to leave. What I wanted to do was create a big writing skill and make it my career. So when I first got started in 2009, I commissioned an author, add-on wrote a whole children's book called Little Catholic Flip. And from that book, I did another book called Strange Animal Book. All the animals in Africa, the chariot, the buck, and everybody celebrating the little cat birthday. And that's a chariot itself. Then I had another book called Master of Evolution. But with the little cat, I took him on different adventures. And that's where he went to the Lost Island, to Madagascar, and he traveled there. But he was always learning something about how to be a better person. So when I write, I try to make sure that I have a clause on what we say or think about how we make the world better. Now, all of you have seen the movie Avatar, right? Everybody's seen Avatar. That's okay to hear you. Thank you. It's the way you want me to hear right now. So everybody saw Avatar. What was Avatar about? Okay, what the movie was about was not destroying the planet. That was the focal point of it. And it took this person who had a disability, who's been in this machine. And if you move these people, that's what you mean by writing is a thing. And that was done by Spielberg. And he's always written a thing. So when I grew up, watching all these great stories, I wanted that thing. So I read a book called Santa Claus vs. the Avengers. And then I did the Lord. And then I did another book called Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. And as the book continued to sell, we have a theory called the natural stage of progression. What that means is you take the characters and you keep developing them until you get to another level where you constantly sell the book because they're different things. The next phase of this book became the board game. And the board game became popular in 5 different states. And I created the board game by hand. And it had some battleships. We had cards that I created all by hand for a personal friend and all made out of love. These are handmade pieces, all from this book called Santa Claus vs. the Avengers. So this year, in September, all the characters in the book are going to come to life. And people will be able to come to the place where we're going to have it, where they can play the game, and bring money to go back to school, to purchase books, to do different things. That's called the natural stage of progression. Tell us what we do. We just began on manner, if I know. These characters, especially the robot characters that is my transporter, they don't get along with them. So you can read them, you can play the game, and you can learn how to develop the game yourself. So when you become a writer, it's not just writing a book. When I travel the country, I've given a book called The Book of Inspiration. And it's just to show the architecture of different things, not a section. I believe that architecture is your leading point that you see every day. So if you see things that are kind of disarray, then that's kind of how you see life. If you see the beauty of things, then you can turn around and change your life. So let's just say you're going through a park, and you see this picture as an office. I was sitting there on a Sunday morning, and I took that photograph and she got the downtown library in Indianapolis. So as I worked on the book, I went from Washington to Chicago to Indianapolis, right in the trees. This was the kind of story. Now, how much do you think of this stone wall after I did it with a big cell phone camera? I can't even. $1,000? $2,000? What do you think? You do your first part of the photographs range in with $5,000 to $2,000. All from one book that you do. So that's called the natural stage of progression. You write the book, but you have a thing. You have an idea. Take that thing, turn it around, and say, what else do y'all want to do? This is a story about a young lady who's 90% blind. She went to high school. She's 17. She did it last year. And she wants to be a star pitcher. She explained this amazing thing to me, to the young lady who's a star pitcher who pitches 106 miles an hour. Her name is Amarillo Santiago and Amarillo Santiago. Those are her best friends. But as I said, this is different kids. So when you write, you want to incorporate the world of what you write about. Not just one culture, not just one race. Not just all males, not just all females. What you want to write about is how to develop a relationship between people. That's the way it puts it into a thing. So when you start writing, you have to say, I have to have a beginning, I have to have a middle, and I have to have an end. Now, what I usually do is I work by what we call theme song trails, which I prepare with these three movies. So at my computer, I sit down. And I create a trailer based on the photographs that I use. The first thing I do for my book is the cover. I don't do anything else that I develop it. So I can put the cover on the wall and sit down and look at the cover every day to find out where I want to go. That's going to be your driving point. So if you like animation, anime, whatever it is you think you want to use, work with your illustrations first. So you can't find your illustrations. There are websites out there that don't look that much. The one that I come to with a lot is called Dream Center. And they have thousands and thousands of photographs and illustrations that come from the best photographers in the world. And you can go on their site and you can pull from what you're looking for, whether it's a cowboy story or like this one called To Have a Friend. That's one of my clients. That book reached number 10 in the country. Out of all the books that were written, it became the 10th top selling book in the United States. This book is the book that got me to be one of the top 100 highest paid authors in America. That was the book that I spent a year in Las Vegas. I just decided to go out there and write a book. Why I think I became an author because if people can go to school to become doctors, lawyers, architects, I felt like I could get into the field and be a real, honest citizen, author, but that's what I mean. I'm living for. Trying to figure it out. So I studied a lot. I studied Spielberg. I studied everything from God, Temple of Rebel, people like those, Sloan White, and you take their stories apart to see what they're trying to talk about. So when you first read the story, like I said, I started with a culture, so I had a good idea. When I did, the African American History Group, I took a great composer who was the greatest composer in all of France, the Blue Branch Music. He was associated with Queen Marie Antoinette. The thing about it was always one of the great centers of the soul in the world. So as he took that, he learned how to take a center field, he became a music composer. His name is Frank Lloyd. If you look it up, you will find that he created the first body piece in France. And what was so powerful about it? When he was accused of fighting against the revolution, standing up, they put him in prison, along with all the other warriors. But he wrote a letter and said, I did everything in France that could possibly do. And he signed his name to George. And he let him out of prison. He died home. But he was so talented that he played it for his time, he studied. He shot a fencing when he was 7. When he was 14, he was the best in the industry. And at 17, there was nobody that could beat him. And all the swords that you see in the movie about people using swords, they got to him. So if you look it up, his name is Frank Lloyd. And he's born on Christmas Day. And he's one of the best composers in the world. He plays the Bach, he knows Beethoven, and a lot of that studies his music. When you take your mind and you stretch it, but let's say like the island of the Reef, which is in Puerto Rico, it's founded by Nigerian slaves. But at the same time, it's where our culture is. So when you take your mind and you explore, you're able to use your imagination. Somebody asked me in the class upstairs at the office, where do you get your imagination from? It just comes from you. Imagine playing in the backyard and doing whatever it is you can do on the field. So, what would be good is if you took the whole auditorium and you go and talk about that, your experience, with coming to class, walking down the hallway, who was in the room on auditorium. And that's what you could be a designer for. It's not that hard to create a board game or anything that you want. If you use your imagination. But the trick to it is, I usually write a poem. Poems is my whole day of life. But if you just take out 5 pages a day on your own book, in 30 days or 60 days, you have to complete the book. Most books need to be at least 289 pages. It sounds like a lot, but it's really not. So if you use Microsoft Publisher, which is what I use, it will count the pages for you. And you'll be able to go from page by page. And let's go back to the beginning. First thing you need to get is a thing to get here, like I did set up all the first year. And I want a story where a young lady writes a letter to Santa Claus on a planet that has no moon, no wind, you've never heard of Santa Claus. But she wants it to bring the joy from the planet Earth to her planet. And get everybody to stop disagreeing with each other. And when she first tells the story in her classroom, all the students laugh at her because they say, you never heard anybody agree. So you come to this office, you told us, you talk to the words, you don't laugh. So, when it happens, everybody will be all critical on that side. So now, our space doesn't want that call to tell me any other fact that he's disrupting their joy. So, I created Santa Claus and the Robot. And on here, when I was in Iowa, back to the natural stage of progression, I created a color book called Santa Claus and the Air. So now you have the book, you have book two, you have the coloring book, you have the board game, and that's how you create the book. That's how you become what we call the Walt Disney. So everybody in there wants to feel like that. You need to first write down the thing. Then what you do is ask your instructor and say, okay, how do we use Microsoft? How do we put that in place so that it shows each page? And then you're ready to publish, there's a publishing company that will help you get it off the ground so that you have your first book. So for all those that really want to be writing, we expect to be installing it, start being ready. And if you have any questions, you can ask, how do you develop it? But there's sites where you can get thousands of images of whatever it is you want to do. But if anybody else also, and don't forget to listen to you on the radio. Wow, a little bit of movement. Okay, so what's your question, sir? I'm about to come down and see the video on the line.
Okay, let's take it back. He says, why would I do a book called Santa Claus versus the Egyptian monkey?
Right? Okay. So how would you solve that? What would be the first thing you do? You got to stand back here. You got to tell those people you don't need to do it. Santa Paul versus the Mummy, and Santa Paul versus the Brown. Now, right now, the Brown is a really big thing, right?
Yeah.
Here's the Walking Dead, you got the Walking Dead, you got every Brown you can think of, right? You got actors like Brad Pitt, or Tommy, something else. All right. If I was going to take a book of Santa Paul versus the Brown, what I would first do is Santa Paul still has to be the winning chair. No matter what you have, Santa Claus got to win. Otherwise, the next guy got a sword. So, now, when you take Santa Claus versus the Mummy, do you want to deal with the Mummy that are like, you have a TV, two commas, do you want to go back to the old Egyptian Mummy, or do you want to take the new one? The new one. Okay? You want to go back to the old Egyptian one? Okay. All right. Let's say for example, let's say you go back to the old Egyptian one. On the cover, then you got to have pictures of the pyramid. And you want to split the cover and have Santa Claus being on one side, looking at the pyramid, and the pyramid and the mummies on the other side. And from that, you have to do a little bit of research on the Egyptian culture, like a saint. And from there, you build your character. I want you to come alive. Like one of them, I have what's called demon forces. And as they change them, they can see that they're changing them over the pit and turn into a rat. So if you're going to do a book on the moment or the apocalypse, then what you need to do is develop a character so that they have visual abilities. Okay, you got to be in that too. Okay, that's a good question. All right, keep it in. Why does all that be about Santa Claus? What that is kind of like Harry Potter. Kind of like Dr. Seuss. So what you want to do is take those characters. But it actually doesn't have to be just that. Let's just say you take the first set of the Egyptian food. And you give them the sorrow of the characters. And then they have to deal with the moments and kind of control. The purpose of the book is to have something going on so that you can tell the story. What's your question? You have to come up. You got a good question. Okay.
Well, he thought this was wrong.
That's a good question. I started my first book. I did my first book in 1998 when I stopped doing it. And I started developing it in school class in 2009. I've written 12 books. In 6 years, and I hope you don't get the same thing like that. So that's the way that you do the work. But one thing that's important, because I'm a full time author, it's all I can tell you. So I decided to go to a certain city, and I was traveling to one of the areas. And then I go on a train or a plane, and I go somewhere else. These people have the atmosphere. And again, as you meet different people, you get to write something good. She had a very good question. We had a very good question. We talked about the zombies. So if you were to write about the zombies, how would you make a difference from all the other zombies in the town? Okay. You guys are out here too. My favorite book to read is I Love Writing a Fun Love Story. That book is about a writer who doesn't call me famous, but it's published in a great book. It's a gift you write. So he hires these bodyguards to chase them all from the city to keep it protected. Because the publisher calls him the goose that they go over there. Now you can take things and put them together. And I did my first book, my autobiography. After I finished that book, there were 4,000 copies in 2 weeks. So that's what got me kind of on the road until I was like, books, I could do things, I could change. One of the things that's important is the way that you ask your questions. Those are good, solid questions. No questions. Is too off the charts, unheard of, because you can't get them unless you ask questions. That's going to be the most important thing. The second thing is to get you somebody that you really like, you like. And look at what they did in the past. You got another question? It's always good to come up that way to the camera, get your vocal tone together, and see what you want to say. He wants to zombie because you read and have armor. So if I was going to do the zombies at all, I would on the transform. Let's say I was going to build Santa Claus and the ice bubbles. Because he's going to do other things. And they had armor, and they had shields, and they had swords. But they lived in this area where they only come out once a year, and they come down into the village to try to stop this. And it's called Santa Claus and the ice bubbles, so they're in the coast. If I was going to have the zombies with red, and on them, you have to make them come kind of close to the sun. So that's what they develop from. And the sunlight, it turns into the color of the air, and they begin to form what it is they want to turn into. So what you do is you take whatever character that you want. It's going to be cold, you can introduce them to a cold air. If they're going to be warm, the color of air, you might also want to add anything from God, that's in my mind. So you keep thinking something in the color frame that relates to how they turn into that color. Are there any other questions? What's your question? Maybe I'm still. It's an exercise thing. Let's say about the problem. if you're going to have a faith, and you're going to have a flock, again, everything needs to have moral care. That's the biggest thing in any flock. It used to be a long time ago. They made it mandatory that you could never have a bad name. In other words, the good guys together with you. That's still one of your best principles. So live your life if you want a flock. What you want to do is build a flock. You've got to have first the situation that intrigues you. You don't. The second part of the book is what happened in the first part. Look at this.
She buys one of my books.
And she said, since you come to my class, you should be my students. Now, here's your plot. She said, well, I have students who want to learn how to write. Because I met you, and I showed you a theme for it, and you all need to come to my class and teach your students. I said, okay. So then all of a sudden, we built this relationship. And we started emailing each other, talking about it. She said, I have this wonderful class. Now, the moral of the story is, I started telling all my friends and associates all about Clark, all about the students at Clark, how well disciplined they are, how they really want to get a good education, they want to feel something, they want to be something, and they represent the young youth today that wants to turn the world around to be better. So then, as we talk to the lady, all my friends are asking, well, who is this person? And I explain that. So they're all waiting for pictures of guys, no one, and they want to see that thing you look like. So then she said, could you come on the talk? And I said, sure. And no matter how bad the storm got or what I did Friday, that day, I decided to spend my time and come on here and talk to you. And it's not going to be the last thing that we're going to find out what kind of books you're starting with, what kind of books you want to do, so we can kind of help you get it published and put on the market. So you can't just say the idea and then walk away from it. You're going to have to make a commitment to say, okay, we want to create these books, we want to try to put them out there. And that's where you're going to show up as an author. So we're going to work with you and see how well we can develop your story. But that's the story of how we develop it. And the moral of that story is, you want you guys to get an idea of what it takes to be an honest and real author of our event. Because you should be able to travel the world, use your cell phone to know you that you're chatting, and just go on Facebook to write something. You have a whole world open. Technology is open. You can have your own blog shows. You can have whatever you want. You can be creative of those like a board game like that. That's all imagination and not. That's all it is. It's just paper. I sit down and cut the pieces out, get them on details. And all of a sudden, you have a game called that somebody can buy. So that's why I think that this is so important to me, to these young writers that are eventually going to write books that are going to turn into something to help their communities, help their families, and help them as an individual. Because once you learn to read your book, you're able to conquer the world. And that's a positive thing. And you can pull it from you, like the movies you see. So if you want to see your book, get out of there. That's what you have to do. So if he has an idea about the zombie and stuff, you give it to your story and she gives it to what's called kind of develop those stories. Or like the other thing they're asking about, why they all have to be certain. You come up with an idea, you want to put it in the book, you have to put it out there. It's about work on it. You've got to come up with an idea. We will help you develop. So, I'll give you other questions. Well, open back another hand, one or two questions. Okay, so we're going to ask you again. So, if anybody really wants to be a writer, or you just want to have a full writer, so we're kind of put up. But that's a good question. Okay, he asked a question that a lot of writers that I meet across the country, they say, how do I make my money back if the book don't sell? Well, the actual fact is there are no people that won't sell. The real issue is how do you get the book to the multitude of people? Because if you do a book by yourself, so the trick to it being an author is trying to market your book. That was a good question. Because a lot of authors are not a marketer. Not as difficult as you do. But definitely, because being movies are just an extension of the I wanted to share my imagination and I knew that it would be a book, my kind of life. All the characters out there, you can share with me, you can do it.
Predictions of what they think would happen. By Liliana Garcia. And again, we like doing this because I didn't look at the names of students. I didn't know who you guys were when I was reading. I just based it off the story alone. So the last one was Miles Salas.
Thank you.
So, Mr. McClure took a lot of time making this presentation to come up here. I'll wait. And he's got some of the pictures that he took, like he mentioned, from his cell phone, and he has them framed and he's selling them. But he also has these posters featuring lots of the stories that he's written. He's just got this great display. So what we want to do is have you guys come up one row at a time so you can kind of come up here, look at everything. If you want to ask him some questions about what's up here, and we can really kind of take the time to show you some of the stuff that he's put together, we would love to do that. So we're going to remember our manners. We're going to come up one row at a time. And before we do that, though, let's just give one round of applause to thank Mr. McClure for being here.
Wow, that's really neat. So this is just going to be a baseline book. These are different books that I've created already. That's a series called Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels. There's a new book I'm working on called Rage of the Demons.
Why did you get inspired by this book? Why did you make this book?
Because, again, we're working on a program to help students that sign, because a lot of people don't do books for them. They do books for everybody else, but they don't do books for them. So I felt like if we're ever going to get people who are different to feel like they're part of the world, too, because everybody thinks, well, you know, you're this, you're that. And I'm like, where'd you get that from? You know, so it's to encourage a lot of people and make them think about girls can play sports just as well as everybody else, because I watched the Olympics a lot. But that inspired me. And also they have a different culture, because a lot of times we get this culture don't like that culture. I'm like, get out of here. You don't know that. You don't know there's 5 billion people in the world.
I'm trying to call Sean quickly, and I don't even want to be up there. I'm just
you want to be up there?
Yeah. Look at a commercial thing up here. I
can't
remember it.
Okay. No. That's awesome, Michelle. Yeah. And that's the board game that anybody can do. You know, all you do is make this out of it. That's what the detail is. This game says it's 26,000 people. See? Made this out of here, people. I'm selling all across the country. And it's just simple ideas on the computer, just colors. And this is our Harold, Crystal Catherine Magic, they call it KK. And all of my cards are there. And on the back is something on the cards. And you throw the dice and go over and go over the place. So all you gotta do is just use your imagination. That's $1,000. I shot that when I was in Florida.
Are these
for movies? Yeah, you get the dice, the pieces, the cards, and the instructions.
Wait, when you're in different, like, different countries, do you just, like, do you write a diary, like, where it's, like, has been for, like, all, like, the pictures, like, have you written diaries when you
write? Yeah, let me get the book and I'm going to show you. See, this is the book of inspiration that came from these pictures. So what you're doing as your family, what they did was when they come out this bank building, they would all hold it on me.
Yeah.
Put that in Indianapolis, Indiana. A lot of people go to shot in the cemetery. And you don't get them to look at. So what I did was, as I traveled, I took this on a train. And a few times, it's actually in Washington. And these are the governors and different things that's in Indianapolis. So I was showing the whole thing on architecture, and then you go to the state. And you still read your book to go buy a thousand copies.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about their state. Just like these. There's a memorial to me in downtown Indy.
So you just say, Did you say kind of like writing a little bit of history?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, that's how I do it, depends on what I'm doing. So it's like, this is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and that's the Gerald Ford Museum. And I'm showing them how I see it, so you can do that kind of thing. Yeah.
I want an autograph.
And then this year I'm going to two countries.
Why are you traveling a lot?
Just so I could write. Just so I could start like when I started, because I didn't know they had an opera. Like he was talking about the Egyptian mummy. So that's an opera.
What was the most craziest thing to travel?
The craziest thing. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. We have a lot going on, but then they don't have a lot going on.
Yes.
I want a picture of you guys.
Oh. You get pictures?
Yeah.
Because my face is even odd.
Like, wait a minute, that's KK. Her name is Crystal Catherine Magic, what they call her. KK, she's in that book. And her class gets some things in there.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Where
do they
find this book?
You can find them on Amazon. You can find them at the Hammond Library. You can find them almost anywhere. All you gotta do is keep my name in Google.
How do you find the podcast? I want to find the podcast
today.
How do you do that?
Oh, yeah. When you Google my name, all of it's gonna come up. And we're going to work on putting this one on air as soon as I get a chance to see what we said, what we did.
Oh, you were live streaming it?
Yep. Yep, we were live. Whatever you're hearing in here is what they're hearing.
We're hearing this right now?
Mm-hmm. It's still going on. It's got 38 more minutes. What's that for you? My radio show that they're listening to all this noise on air in about six different countries. It's playing right now. If you go over there and look at the computer, you'll see the band.
Why do you want to start
that? So that I can make the world better. Because I believe that when you write a book, you influence the world. Well, we have book publishers. The agent of the books that I publish, out of the $32, they get three and I get the rest. So that's how I get paid. I average anywhere between $50,000 and $200,000 a year.
What do you
call? But see, you can do it. All you gotta do is sit down and just. $500 to up to $2,000. John S. McClure.
John S. McClure.
If you go to Google and just type in John S. McClure.
We're meeting a famous person.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. I'm on the top 100 list in America. Out of all the authors, I mean, top I'm number 93. You must be pretty good.
100.
100. 100. 100. 93. Yeah, I'm number 93 out of the top 100 authors in America. Out of all the authors, I'm number 93. That's pretty good out of the top 100.
Who's number one? Did you ever make me
one? I think John Bishop became number one.
Are you
going
to have me? Yeah.
I've been working on a movie in 3 years. Because I'm doing two animations this year. Off of Santa Claus vs. Hillary.
How do you feel being in 93?
How did I feel being number 93? Out of the top 100 authors in America, out of the thousands of them, I'm number 93. I feel darn great. Maybe I'll become number one.
What's the movie that
Santa Claus vs. the Alien?
Because
I love that. What's your first name?
Liliana.
How do you spell
that? L-I-L-I-A.
L-I-L-I-A.
N-A.
N-A? Kind of like Liliana. Oh, okay.
No, lady. Never. What's your mom's name?
This is a really good story. They say it's based on me.
Is it a video or are you a live
It's a live broadcast of you. If you get your teachers to put it on, you can get on my show. Because I've been doing shows since 2011. Hello, young lady. About two young ladies who try to help each other. Yeah, she has a two other sisters who love this life.
Gina, how'd you get that? That's your real sister?
No, no. Somebody I made up. She's in a series of books.
Yeah. That's your real situation.
Yeah, everybody asked me about it. She's one of the